Welcome to America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. You know my next guest, Henry Winkler, who spent 10 years as the Fonz on Happy Days and hasn't stopped working since that show went off the air in 1984. He's done movies with Adam Sandler. He has produced TV shows like MacGyver and Hollywood Squares. Still does a lot of acting. He's going to appear in an upcoming episode of Parks and Recreation, and he has regular roles on USA's Royal Pains and on Children's Hospital, which is part of the Adult Swim block on the Cartoon Network. I'm always happy to have him back on the show. Hi, Henry. How are you today?
I'm so good. Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear yours. Last time we talked was back in March when you were in St. Louis to make an appearance at Comic-Con, which I think was one of your first Comic-Con experiences, right?
Yes, that is exactly right.
How'd that go?
Well, you know what? It is amazing. Because when you go around the country and you appear at one of these shows, you get to meet people that you would not normally say hello to. And the people who have watched you and who have supported you. It's just amazing.
When they come up to you, are they saying, hey, Fonz? Or are they coming up to talk to you about other things you've been doing? I mean, you've been involved in so Happy Days.
That's so interesting because it depends on the generation. There's the Fonz, of course. Then there's the Waterboy. There's Scream.
Yep.
Then there is Arrested Development.
Yep.
Now there is Children's Hospital and Royal Pains. And then some kids stand online for hours holding their Hank Zipser books for me to sign. It's just amazing.
You are a man with a remarkable career. Let's talk a little bit about Children's Hospital, which is back on Adult Swim on Thursday nights now. That show had been on the air for a couple of years when you joined the cast. I'm curious how hard it is.
They were, the year before I got there, they were a webisode. And then Warner Brothers picked them up and put them on the Cartoon Network. And this will be its fifth year.
Yeah.
Now, last year, we won the Emmy.
Right.
For the best short-form television. And this year, we were nominated again.
That's
so it's really special.
That's terrific. How difficult is it for you to come on to a project where everybody already has their rapport and you're the new guy on the set?
Well, you know, that really depends on how generous the cast is. And they were so embracing when I got there. And now it's like I have never not been there.
Mm.
You know, this year we moved the hospital from Brazil. No one knew why it was in Brazil, but we moved it from Brazil to Fort Rosenthal in Osaka, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows why we're in Osaka, Japan either. I'm telling you, the one thing that I don't do is I don't ask anybody, what is this joke? What does it mean?
No, you're not curious?
I don't understand the show I'm on.
There was an episode.
I just say the words, smile, take photographs, and go home.
There was an episode I remember, and I don't know if this was in the first year you were on the show, but the scenes with you and Megan Mullally, the chemistry between the two of you is so good. But there was a scene where every time you appeared, she slapped you to show the staff that she hated you like they did. Or not you, but Cy Millan and your character.
Right. That's right. She was she was taking the side of the staff. And we did take after take where she slapped me and I hit the floor. And then last year, there was a fourth grader, this little girl, in a hospital bed. And as the head of the hospital, I came in and I said, I'm going to get you a service animal. She said, I hope it's a dog. And I gave her a python. I don't understand why I gave her a python.
Doesn't matter.
But that's what happened.
Yeah.
And the python devoured her.
Now, I'm curious, in those scenes where Megan is slapping you, it looks, Henry, I mean, you both are pretty good actors, it looks like she's really slapping you.
She is a method actress, but she also is brilliantly funny.
Yeah.
So when I do, this year, I'm on a date with Megan Mullally.
Oh, wow.
But when I'm in a scene with her, there are times when I literally have to stop and say, oh my gosh, I speak next. because I've completely forgotten watching her work. Honest to God, that is true.
Wow. Now, when you're working on a show,
phenomenal.
When you're working on a show like Children's Hospital or Arrested Development or other things that you or even Parks and Recreation, which will be on this fall, which we'll get to in a second, those are single camera shows. What's the difference for an actor between doing a single camera show with no audience and a sitcom like Happy Days, where you had a whole crowd there?
Well, for the audience, let's imagine you're doing a show and there are 300 people there. Your timing is dictated by the reaction of the audience. They get the joke, you hold for laughs, you hold for laughs. You get very good at listening to when the laugh is at the apex, at its height, and as it starts to dwindle, you then say your next line.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing one camera, you have to imagine that there is a laugh. And you have to imagine that you're being funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go about your business. And hopefully the producer, the director will say, wow, that was it. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm. And they can also change the timing later on in editing on a single camera show, right?
Yes, absolutely. In both instances. They change the timing with the audience and without, yes.
Oh, they do. Okay. Parks and Recreation, I hear you're going to be on, is it the season premiere of season 6?
It's amazing. They called me up. I'm going to be Rashida Jones, who I have known since she was a little girl, and Rob Lowe. I'm going to be their gynecologist.
I don't know why that's funny.
And you know what? I don't either, but it is. And I have no idea what the script is, so I'm going to find out along with everybody else.
It seems like you are constantly working. I mean, I talk to you, it seems like, at least once a year, and you're always involved in a new project. How do you choose what you're going to do? Because you must get offers all the time.
My stomach is what knows. If I feel like... I was told about Children's Hospital on the telephone, and it just, I don't know what it was, it just felt like, yes, I'd like to take this adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I never read a script, and it's the same thing with Parks and Rec. I'm still waiting for the script. I just know that ensemble, I need to be a part of them.
So they call you and they say, we want you to do this, and your gut.
Yes. That's exactly right. I'm a parent by gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an actor by gut instinct.
Mm-hmm.
I make choices on whether to go with friends somewhere on a gut instinct.
Now,
when your gut speaks so loudly,
you
cannot deny it.
Yeah. Well, I think you'd be crazy to turn down an opportunity to be on Parks and Recreation and many of these other shows. I mentioned Arrested Development, or maybe you mentioned it, but last time we were talking, it had not aired yet or had not streamed yet on Netflix, and it was a big hit, and I guess they're happy, and the question is, will there be more?
Yes, I believe that the statistic is that Arrested Development brought 700,000 new subscribers to Netflix.
Wow.
And I think that they have picked it up for the fifth season.
That's phenomenal. Phenomenal. Did you watch the season?
It truly is.
Do you like to watch yourself, Henry?
I do. I like to see whether or not I'm in the zone, you know, whether or not I've done my job.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only watch it, you know, when there's a lot of time in between. I can't watch it right away. But, Arrested Development, I was only invited to come to do one episode, and I stayed for 4 years.
You just wouldn't leave the set. Get this guy out of here.
Leave the set. You know, and I will tell you that Mitch Hurwitz, honestly, is a walking, talking genius.
Yeah. Have there been times where you have looked at something you've done, whether it's Arrested Development or any of the other many projects you've done over the years, and said, oh, I blew that?
Yes. There's a movie called Heroes that I wish I could do again. There's a movie called The One and Only, where I played the George, Gorgeous George, the wrestler.
Yeah.
I wish I could take those back and do them again with more finesse.
Because you grew as an actor later on and you wish you had those skills when you made
absolutely.
The movie? Yeah.
And because I was still very immature as an actor when I was doing them.
Last question for you before I let you go, and then we'll talk about your other projects next time. I hear that there is going to be a Happy Days musical in England, and I hear that you're a consultant. True?
Yes. They the books that I write, called Hank Zipser, The World's Greatest Underachiever,
yep.
There are 17 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tried to sell them as a series for years and had no luck here in America. But they are going to be a series on the BBC, and we shoot them late September, early October.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm there, I'm going to look in on the musical, and if I have something to say and it makes sense to the cast, then we'll chat about it.
Well, Henry, it is always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Paul Harris. America.